Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. A new record high for wholesale energy prices in Europe. Energy costs now posing a significant threat to the viability of many firms in Ireland. Public sector unions seeking a cost of living pay increase for hundreds of thousands of workers. Retail sales down 8% in the year to July. The energy and inflation crisis is affecting every corner of the economy at the moment. We'll talk presently to the employers' body, IBEX, about their warning today that the economy has reached a turning point. But first, I'm joined by our economics correspondent, Robert Short, with those latest retail sales figures. Robert, a very dramatic decline, not just in the volume, but also the value of retail sales in that 12-month period.
That's right, Brian. So we can see that there's been a reduction in each of the last 3 months up to July. The value of retail sales down slightly less than the volume. Big reduction just in the amount of stuff people are buying. Why? Well, the obvious reason is because prices are going up. And you can see that, I suppose, most clearly when it comes to fuel. So if you were to compare the value of retail sales in the fuel sector, looks very healthy, up 23%. But the amount of fuel that's been sold has actually fallen over the year by 7.5%. So in other words, inflation really taking a big chunk of people's incomes. And just generally across the board, you know, we are definitely seeing what seems to be a slowdown in the domestic economy. And retail sales are sort of a leading indicator of that. We saw that in the first 3 months of the year, when it comes to the domestic economy, how they measure that, the activity actually declined. And we've got GDP figures for the second quarter coming out this Friday. And I'd say if these retail figures are anything to go by, you're definitely seeing a slowdown in the activity by consumers and the amount of people, the amount of goods and services that people are buying.
Yeah, 8% is the overall figure, but as you've indicated, certain sectors are experiencing declines less than that, some a great deal more. I'm looking here at the figure for books, newspapers, stationery, down more than 27%. The motor trade slowing by more than 16%.
Yeah, so that was a very big drop for books, newspapers and stationery. But that was, I suppose, just to point out the monthly fall. On an annual basis, it wasn't as dramatic as that. But yeah, particularly cars have taken, on an annual basis, cars have taken a big drop, just over 16%. And I suppose they're one of those big purchased items. So when people's finances come under pressure, they're probably going to cut back on those big purchases, those big investments. And then you're also seeing, you know, what are described as other retail sales. So, you know, that could be white goods, you know, big purchases of fridges, freezers, washing machines and so on. Again, purchases that would take a big chunk out of people's income. So obviously people giving those kinds of purchases a lot of reconsideration.
What about the picture then in terms of energy costs? News from Germany today that the wholesale price there, the megawatt per hour level, that's the way it's calculated, has breached through, I mean, I can hardly believe I'm saying this, but €1,000 per megawatt hour.
You know, it's become a bonkers situation. This is for fuel. It's a forward price. So it's for electricity next year, prices for next year. At the moment, the price per megawatt hour in Ireland is just over €500. In Germany, it's around €700 or thereabouts. And looking into next year, as you mentioned today, up at the €1,000 a megawatt hour level, similar in France. Just by way of comparison, last year the prices in Europe were about €85 per megawatt hour. 2 years ago, they were about €50 per megawatt hour. So the price of power really reaching stratospheric levels. And it's bonkers because nobody is going to be able to afford to purchase electricity, whether they're businesses or consumers, at those levels. So a lot of people are scratching their head as to why the market is pricing electricity at that for a year ahead. The electricity market was deregulated many years ago in Europe. It's extremely complex. and there are question marks being asked now. You know, none of this is going to happen quickly, about some reorganisation of the way electricity is generated and bought and sold right across Europe. We've seen what's happened in, you know, places like Texas, where deregulation, you know, contributed to a situation where you had widespread power cuts. Nobody wants that to happen in Europe. Another factor is that energy companies have been trying to amass gas storage because they're fearful of what might happen over the winter in the situation with Russia as the main supplier of European gas. They're almost at about 80% of storage levels. So, you know, there is speculation that sort of at the margins, people are speculating to try to extract as much value as they can from a desperate situation. But really, this is beginning no longer to make sense and is causing a huge problems, particularly for energy intensive industries. And then the other thing to mention, again, coming from Germany today, is that Uniper, which is one of the big energy companies in Germany, it's its biggest importer of gas. It has already had to be bailed out by the German state to the tune of 15 billion euro just a month ago, when they took a 30% stake in Uniper. And today they made an additional request for a 4 billion euro line of credit from a state-owned bank. So clearly the energy sector coming under intense pressure across Europe.